Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm well. Thanks. And you?
Fine, thank you. Listen, have you been to the new downtown library yet? It's absolutely amazing.
I haven't been down there yet. Why is it so amazing?
It's got shelves of books everywhere, cozy armchairs with lamps, new tables. There's this awesome smell of books in the air, you know?
I see. But I've never really quite understood how some people say they love the smell of books. I'm not much of a reader, really, Anne, so I don't go to libraries. I don't read much.
Oh, Steve, really? I've always read a lot since I learned how to. In fact, I'd say reading is my favorite pastime. Especially on rainy days or cold winter nights.
Are you one of those people who like to sit on the sofa on a rainy day with a cup of tea and a good book?
Yes, there is nothing I love better. How do you spend your time, Steve?
I don't know. On rainy days, I usually play computer games online. My friends and I love network strategy games like World of Warcraft.
I bet 3-4 hours go by really fast when you're in the game.
True. But in winter, I play hockey when I have time. Our hockey rink's got lights, so we play when it's dark. Most of my friends play hockey, too.
Are they the same friends you play your online games with?
Yeah, they are, mostly.
I see. But don't you think reading is an important part of learning? I think it's important to read a lot to be able to speak better, write better, and even think better. Good books raise really good questions about life, don't you think?
Maybe. But I find books that ask thought-provoking questions are always so depressing. I don't like to be depressed. I like to think that life is easy and fun. That's why I enjoy playing games rather than asking philosophical questions.
Have you read any fantasy books? Have you read Harry Potter books or The Lord of the Rings? Those are really fun, and there are still some deep thoughts in them.
I haven't read those, Anne, but I've watched the films, so I don't think there's any need to read the books now.
Oh, Steve, films made from books are not nearly as exciting as books themselves, but I'll stop being a bookworm now and let you go play your computer games.
Thank you. I was starting to get afraid you'd lecture me on films versus books now.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm well. Thanks. And you?
Fine, thank you. Listen, have you been to the new downtown library yet? It's absolutely amazing.
I haven't been down there yet. Why is it so amazing?
It's got shelves of books everywhere, cozy armchairs with lamps, new tables. There's this awesome smell of books in the air, you know?
I see. But I've never really quite understood how some people say they love the smell of books. I'm not much of a reader, really, Anne, so I don't go to libraries. I don't read much.
Oh, Steve, really? I've always read a lot since I learned how to. In fact, I'd say reading is my favorite pastime, especially on rainy days or cold winter nights.
Are you one of those people who like to sit on the sofa on a rainy day with a cup of tea and a good book?
Yes, there is nothing I love better. How do you spend your time, Steve?
I don't know. On rainy days, I usually play computer games online. My friends and I love network strategy games like World of Warcraft.
I bet 3-4 hours go by really fast when you're in the game.
True. But in winter, I play hockey when I have time. Our hockey rink's got lights, so we play when it's dark. Most of my friends play hockey too.
Are they the same friends you play your online games with?
Yeah, they are, mostly.
I see. But don't you think reading is an important part of learning? I think it's important to read a lot to be able to speak better, write better, and even think better. Good books raise really good questions about life, don't you think?
Maybe. But I find books that ask thought-provoking questions are always so depressing. I don't like to be depressed. I like to think that life is easy and fun. That's why I enjoy playing games rather than asking philosophical questions.
Have you read any fantasy books? Have you read Harry Potter books or The Lord of the Rings? Those are really fun, and there are still some deep thoughts in them.
I haven't read those, Anne, but I've watched the films, so I don't think there's any need to read the books now.
Oh, Steve, films made from books are not nearly as exciting as books themselves. But I'll stop being a bookworm now and let you go play your computer games.
Thank you. I was starting to get afraid you'd lecture me on films versus books now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.